countdown to the Phoenix is on.
Kiplenz went for home, a length clear. He's holding them at bay in control, and Kiplenz all of the way.
Trying hard, Tiggle on top, but he's not making any impression at all. Typhoon Sammy smashes him, but it's Tiggle on top.
He's chasing the track record now. Aston Rupee surges home, 28.77. Wowee, this is the future queen of greyhound racing. Wow, she's fast. So impressive again. Won it by 8 lengths.
Welcome to the official podcast of the TAB Phoenix. You're with Gareth.
Great to be with you for episode 6 of the Count to the Phoenix podcast. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and we are getting to the business end, to the TAB Phoenix, because the TAB Melbourne Cup heats. Of course, we record this podcast on a Thursday. It's the Thursday, the 18th of November, which means, of course, as well, that we're only a month away from the first ever running of Greyhound's first ever slot race, the $1.1 million TAB Phoenix. And it's an exciting time of the year for Greyhound fans and sporting fans as we welcome in the team. Georgie Ferugia, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. It's come up fast, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it?
It's only a month away. We were talking 100 days. It just seems like yesterday. But yeah, as you said, it's a business end, and tomorrow night's racing is just absolutely deluxe.
Andrew Mays is patting himself on the back because that opener there, Corey Smith, as I say hello to you, he's spot on the money, really. Now, he did this opener, what, 6 or 7 weeks ago. Koblenz should get a slot. We had Typhoon Sammy, who performed pretty good there the other night, and he's in contention to get a slot for Jason Thompson. Well, she's fast talking to Cal Grano the other day on RSN Central there at Sandown for our live broadcast ahead of the TAB Melbourne Cup. He indicated, he wasn't giving too much away, that Well, She's Fast has got a slot with Sportsbet. And the other greyhound we had there was Aston Rupee, who's earned his slot there with Ray Border, his owner breeder. So I think we nearly got it right there for that opener. As I say hello to you, Corey.
G'day, Gareth. Yeah, I don't know why we're the so-called experts on this panel. I suppose we should just get Maisie in to run the show, because yeah, he's absolutely nailed it there.
Right on the money. And, George, you'd be fascinating to see what happens now with these heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup and what greyhounds make the finals, because Troy Little at the Sports Entertainment Network still has a decision to make which greyhound he goes with. Now, $1.10 now after the retirement of Tigger Long Tonk would be Koblenz. He's nearly a certain starter for mine in the TAB Phoenix. However, in saying that, I found it fascinating that Steve Withers has pulled the trigger and sent Tommy Shelby down to Victoria, across to Victoria once again for the heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup, instead of staying in WA, trying to qualify for the TAB Phoenix there with the Dogs WA slot.
Yeah, look, he might be thinking that let's go for the Melbourne Cup, and if things don't come to fruition there, if we don't get a spot, go to the Hobart 1000. I think Steve has made that pretty clear. Koblenz just keeps doing Koblenz things. We speak about him every week, guys. Look, this might be really simplistic, but the way I'm looking at it now is the way Aston Rupee's going, there's still a month to go, so plenty of water to go under the bridge. The only way you're going to be able to beat him is you have to get a greyhound who's going to get to him on the first corner. And Koblenz is that greyhound. And Typhoon Sammy might be another one. Now, I'm not sure if that's the way Jason Thompson's thinking. But if he comes out and does what I think he might do tomorrow, Gareth and Corey, I think Typhoon Sammy jumps straight to the top of the list for Jason Thompson, based on the fact that if they can find the front and there's a little bit of shuffle up and Aston Rupee perhaps doesn't draw as well, they might be off and gone with a race-winning lead for 750,000. That's the way I'd be leaning, but I'm not sure what you guys think.
Jason Lincoln's about to join us. Of course, he's the number one man behind the TAB slot there. He works for Sky Racing, which is owned by TAB Corp, so he's played a major part in their decision-making going ahead towards the TAB Phoenix, who they're choosing for their slot. Now, they went with Jason Thompson's kennel. So the decision, the final decision, will be up to Jason, but I would imagine Jason Lincoln, and he can tell us a little bit more when he joins us here for our podcast, the countdown to the TAB Phoenix, to see what his actual role will be going forward towards the TAB Phoenix. But I think George makes some good points there, Corey, is that Koblenz, with his early speed, and he's not like he's hit and miss. Every week he's turning up and nearly breaking 5 seconds at Sandown into that first turn.
Yeah, he just doesn't miss. He's the definition of consistency in that first split. He just very rarely gets it wrong. And I agree with what George was saying about Typhoon Sammy as well. He came out of box 8, first look at Sandown, and I'm not going to say he matched motors with Koblenz, but he was right on his tail for those first two splits. So if he can repeat that, he's a massive threat, and we know what sort of opinion that Jason Thompson has on the Dogs. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, and I'm very excited to chat to Jason Lincoln about this this cross-promotion between Jason Thompson and Tab in their slot.
Now, let's get to our power rankings before we have a chat to Jason Lincoln here. We do this every week on our podcast, The Countdown to the Phoenix. And, George, you can start this time around.
This is really tough this week because so much lies on what happens tomorrow, but we'll give it a crack. Look, Koblenz clearly, Aston Rupee on top, I think. Koblenz second for sure. I've still got Wow in there based on the fact that he's
Where
a good
is
one
Wow, Georgie? He should be here for the Tab Melbourne Cup. Where is he?
He's trying to qualify for the Phoenix through the GTOBA system in case he doesn't get a spot. I've just got a feeling about Typhoon Sammy, and I'm going to have him in there. Look, we'll throw Tommy Shelby in as well, but, I mean, that last spot can change. I mean, if Wow She's Fast, for instance, comes out and wins a heat of the Melbourne Cup, all of a sudden, Portsmouth are probably feeling good about themselves. That is a tough race tomorrow for her. So they're my five. I'm not sure which way you guys are leaning now that Tonk's sort of retired.
All right, then, take it away, Corey.
I've got Aston Rupee in at one and Koblenz two, and I actually had a bit of a strange dream last night that they were going to dead heat the Melbourne Cup. So that'll be interesting if that happens. But I've got
now we're getting a little bit concerning that you're talking about your dreams on the official countdown to the Tab Phoenix podcast. The boy from we won't go there anyway. Move on.
It obviously goes to show what a greyhound nuffy I am that Correct. Even my dreams are taken up. But in at number three, I've got the champ Tommy Shelby. Obviously landed in Victoria, and I think he can go well in these cup heats and kind of stamp his authority. He markets himself. Number four, I've popped Typhoon Sammy in there. I think Typhoon Sammy can get the job done in that Wow She's Fast race, Melbourne Cup heats. And then I've got Zipping Kyrgios in at five, who goes around in the Flight to the Phoenix on Saturday night up at Wentworth Park. And I think he can find his way into one of those slots, whether it be the GRNSW, the voting process, or the GBOTA, the race series that he's currently in.
We might get Jason Lincoln's thought with his power rankings. I'll be fascinated to hear. But mine, we'll start with Koblenz and Aston Rupee. Of course, Aston Rupee 1, Koblenz 2. I think Koblenz is nearly in front of him for mine. They're neck and neck, but he's still got his nose in front, Aston Rupee. Koblenz for 2. For number 3, I did have Tinkalong Tonk throughout, and I have to change my mind a little bit here now because the champ is retired. It's a tough one. I'm putting in Rebellious. I think he can run a bit of a race in his heat of the Tab Melbourne Cup. I'm taking on Typhoon Sammy a little bit for Jason Thompson. You've got to put Wow She's Fast in there because you know that she's got a slot. And then out wide, I'm putting in Tommy Shelby, but he's still a massive question mark whether he gets a slot in this year's Tab Phoenix. Jason Lincoln, I think, is ready to join us here on the Countdown to the Tab Phoenix. And boy, I've been looking forward to this. Welcome to our podcast, Jason. Hello to you.
Hello, boys. Hello, Georgie.
You got Gareth. Corey.
I know George has been looking forward to me coming on here because he needs a sparring partner.
Yes, he does, actually, because I'd be fascinated to get your power rankings for the Tab Phoenix right now. If you had your top five greyhounds heading towards the first ever running of the Tab Phoenix.
The first two pick themselves, don't they? I guess Aston Rupee and Koblenz, but Koblenz hasn't got a spot yet, though, has he?
Oh yeah, he's $1.10, but he hasn't been locked in just yet. You're right.
Okay. Well, he's not doing anything wrong at the moment. No. In any case, so he'd probably be there. In terms of our slot, I guess one of our dogs. I think one of the Tab dogs would probably be there next. Rebellious or Typhoon Sammy. After that, it gets interesting because we just don't know what else is going to be there. I was interested in your thoughts about the your discussion there about the GRNSW slot, with that obviously going to a popular vote. I would have thought, guys, that Bandit Ned had the inside running there, given that he's got quite a large ownership group and guys that would have a bit of social media pull. I would say that he'd be a short price favourite to get that.
Jason, great to have a fellow Seinfeld nerd on the show before I start, mate. But just quickly, I've spoken to Gareth all week about Typhoon Sammy's run. And look, it wasn't the ideal preparation. You might tell us a little bit more. It was his first probably 500 in months, to be honest. And Sandown's stats showed that he was the quickest greyhound overall on the night. He reached speeds of over 70 k's an hour. I've got a feeling that he's going to Simon told Hallin it in a sense, you know, in that Melbourne Cup sprint where he had box eight and just blew them away for the first two splits. Do you get that sense with Typhoon Sammy as well? I mean, and then is he then sort of at the top of the leaderboard for you if he can come out and do that? What I think he might do tomorrow?
Yeah, he could well be. I mean, I don't think there's much between him and Rebellious from what we've seen of them. It's more with Typhoon Sammy, I guess you're trying to use your mind's eye and think of, you know, where he'll be in another 3 or 4 weeks, not so much what he's done so far. Look, in terms of last week, yeah, the data around his run was phenomenal. I think he was the only dog, or Patch actually said he's the only dog that's ever touched 70 since they brought those stats in. Not a lot, and it's not a massive sample size, but the only dog to hit 70. So he's got that high-end pace. I mean, to think that he could come out a couple of lengths behind Koblenz and still nearly get around him is absurd. So that's the sort of dog he is. So I guess the comparison with Simon Tolhelen's valid. I think he'll improve a lot for the run. I'm just worried, George, that having missed the trial, that they're playing catch-up a little bit. And, he's still going to be a little bit susceptible late. He's going to need to break them up in the middle stages.
And we just don't know what Quara Bale's going to do, I suppose, right? That's the other thing around it.
I've got... You'll like this, I think, George, because when we used to be riding side saddle, doing all these big meetings together, I think this is the perfect case in point. Go back to 2019, the Australian Cup. You'll remember it well, George. Dinah Paddy was probably the best bitch in the country at that stage. Her and Miss Splendor Miro in any case. But she'd gone right off, Dinah Paddy. So similar to what has happened with Quara Bale here. So badly had she gone off, Dinah Paddy, leading into that Australian Cup series. They gave her 4 weeks off, so similar to the break that Quara's been given off. She started $12 in her heat, George. She went 29.60, you'll remember, second quickest of the night, and then she rocked up in the final and beat one of the hottest fields ever, 29.50. So she was well and truly back to her game. The things that stick in my mind, and we deal in trends a lot in this sport, are that the dailies get them right for the big nights. Yeah. And she's had that preparation where I reckon they've just been focused on getting her ready for the Melbourne Cup. I'm hearing from my track spies that they took a team there and they had a nice look around there yesterday. Quara was one of them and she looked a picture. I'm really warming to her being a big player again in this series, George. Her Sandown record's imperious.
It is.
Smithy?
Now, Jason, I know you're very good friends with Jason Thompson, but I'm just interested, if it comes down to it, you've got Rebellious or Typhoon Sammy or any other dog in the Thompson kennel, who makes that final decision? Does Jason Thompson make the decision, or does Jason Lincoln make the decision, or is it someone else?
Well, in the contract itself, I think Jason submits the names to us on a certain date, and we've got 48 hours to sign off on them. I think I've been asked the question before. I couldn't ever conceive of a situation where Jason's going to make a decision that I think is so egregious that I would try and overrule.
Geez, I love that. I love if that happens. That'll make my day. In fact, the Sky Racing catching pen cameras.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, should be inside the inner sanctum.
Overrules Hall of Fame trainer, fair dinkum. So, yeah, I just, you know, it's nice for these people to, it's nice, you know, it's nice chat, nice banter, but.
Well, the way you tipped us, the way you selected the Top Gun field, hopefully Jason Thompson is choosing the greyhound.
Oh no, I can hear why Wouchy's fast here.
Are we going to do this?
No. Well, Koblenz, you're tipping him to win a Melbourne Cup. He wasn't even in the Top Gun field.
Well, I'm not saying I'm tipping him to win the Melbourne Cup, but in that all-in market at the moment, he's far better value than Aston Rupee is.
Yeah, is he a better $1.40 bet than Aston Rupee? Just back.
I think Aston Rupee will SP a bit longer in any case, guys. I know he's a very popular dog, but the smarties, in inverted commas, will be against him because of the math. Like, there's no dog you want to be drawn inside of like Fernando Bluey. He can just chop you in half. And we've seen with Rupee when he has jumped well lately, he almost wants to push a little bit to the right. So it's inevitable they come together, I think.
Just on that, back to the Jason Thompson situation. So... Yeah. Who thought of that idea from the TAP? Was that your idea? Because it was left field and it surprised a few at the time. And I think I think the TAB are the big winner from this deal because it puts Jason, who's a great trainer, a very awkward spot, I would imagine, because there'll be a few owners ringing up trying to say, well, mate, like Rebellious flew the other day. Typhoon Sammy's flying at the moment. Immunity could do something from box number one tomorrow night. Like, he has got a few options.
Yeah, well, you say it's an awkward position, but I'm sure
it's a good place. A lot of the other trainers
would love to be in, quite frankly.
Yes.
Look, when we met with the executives, it was myself, Jared Daffy and Nathan Gretsch, and look, we threw around a couple of ideas, but I've got to say the strongest one that met all our criteria was the option we went with in the end. And I think, look, just to quickly give you a bit of insight, I mean, it was really important for us to have a Victorian dog. We saw it in the Top Gun, and we've seen over the last 5 years, I think Wow and Tommy Shelby are the only interstate dogs to win at Group 1 level over 500 in Victoria in the last 5-6 years. So the stats speak for themselves. So it was important for us to have a Victorian dog on a Victorian deck. And because of the fluid nature of greyhound form and health, we just thought it was necessary to cover our bases as much as possible. So using that slot idea was a bit of a no-brainer. A secondary thought for us was obviously, you know, someone was comfortable doing all the promotions and marketing, which obviously, you know, those guys are. But, as you said, it's just we thought a really good fit, and something the Tab's done, I think, before with David Hayes, didn't they, in the All-Star Mile?
Yep. And they've done it well with Nature's Trip and that as well, Georgie.
Yeah.
They have. Jace, often if I'm at a pub with a mate and he says, do you like a dog in this? I'll say no. He'll say gun to your head if you had to pick one. So I'm going to do the same here, mate. Gun to your head, if you had to pick right now for your Tab slot, which greyhound would you be going with?
Right now, I think it would be Rebellious. I think based on what he's been doing of late.
How crazy was that Bendigo run, mate? 27.55. I just don't go that quick.
No, absolutely. And you can marry it up with the Pink Diamond series, which I guess is the last time we saw, you know, quality dogs en masse on that track. Now, dogs we've already spoken about on this podcast, Gablenz went 27.70. Aston Rupee got beaten by Shimmer Shine. They both went 70-odd. Kalinda Paddy went 70-odd. Not long before she broke the 600-metre record, Georgie. So, yeah, geez, so yeah, we haven't seen those sort of figures for a long time. So I think it was the second quickest ever, is that right?
It is, 27.51 being the record. And just quickly on, I know this is not a pedigree podcast, but Darren Puglio's dam line has been incredible in the last 2 or 3 years. And Rebellious is just another one to add to that name. He's just, the speed he's got is incredible. I thought you might go with Typhoon Sammy, but I can understand your reasoning.
Oh, look, I've got a lot of love for Typhoon Sammy, and I've no doubt that in another 3 or 4 weeks' time, decision or that question will be a lot harder to answer, but we can only go on what we've got as of today. Then I think Rebellious's body of work probably just puts him slightly ahead.
And does that change much from when you first kind of procured the services of Jason Thompson's kennel? Obviously Aston Fastnet was flying a few months ago, a dog like Immunity might have been in the conversation as well. Does the Rebellious and Typhoon Sammy just coming into form at the right time, is that a bit different to what you kind of thought the avenue you'd be going down when you first kind of got in touch with Jason?
Not really, no. And look, without giving too much away, I mean, Equalizer was obviously injured at the time, and, you know, while they're off the track, they're off the track. There's never any guarantees, you know, they can be planning on coming back on any given date, but there are never any guarantees. So we sort of had that in the back of our mind. And to a certain extent, I had that in the back of my mind with regard to Aston Fastnet, although Jason sort of said, no, he'll be up and about for the Melbourne Cup. But no, to answer your question, no, because Rebellious, I guess, has signalled himself now for quite a while as a dog that's, you know, destined for bigger and better things. And Typhoon Sammy, I guess I was probably a little bit ahead of the game with him because I loved him when Johnny Dart had him up on the Northern Rivers. And you know, when Jason sort of spoke to me about him before he went there, you know, I said to him, I love the dog. And so I always, again, had him in the back of my mind, and we said that to the Tab guys, as much as there are those three dogs that are hard in the market at the moment, and I think they were Fastnet, Equalizer and Immunity. We sort of pointed out to them, but hey, he's got a couple of dogs that are equal as exciting going through the ranks at the moment, Rebellious and Typhoon Sammy, who come, you know, November, December, could well be, you know, the number one, number two seeds.
Gareth Hall, Georgie Ferugia, Corey Smith, and of course Jason Lincoln from the Tab Sky Racing, our special guests this week on the countdown to the Tab Phoenix. Just having a look at the Phoenix pre-nom market here with the Tab. Now, it's a refund if your runner's not nominated. I think last week we mentioned this, lads. Koblenz and Tigalong Tonk were a great bet. 12 and I think $21 for the Tonk. Unfortunately, he's retired. But if they didn't make it to the race, you got your money back. Jace. I see that he's into $6 now, Koblenz. Rebellious might be a great bet at $8, and Typhoon Semi's at $8 as well. So that's the story there with the market. Outside, like, Koblenz is $1.10, let's be honest, to get the nod there from the Sports Entertainment Network. But do you think, Georgie, is there some greyhound out there that maybe is substantial, or a Fernando Bluey could get across Aston Rupee into that first bend there on Friday night, that might just say, hang on a sec, Troy Little and the team there, don't forget about me?
I don't think so this late.
Yep.
I think Koblenz's line of work in the last 3 to 4 months, he would be the safe bet. Because remember, it's not just 750,000 in prize money, first prize. You've probably got to go for it where you want to go for a greyhound that you think is going to run top three. And I can't remember the last time Koblenz hasn't run in the top three. And I think that's where they'd be headed. It's interesting in terms of Aston Rupee, for instance. Only one of Rebellious or Typhoon Sammy will be against him. So I think Connections will appreciate that, to be honest. I don't think they'd want both of them in it.
And, Jason, back to you. If the GBTOA and Greyhound New South Wales right now, if you were their slot holders and you were doing what you're doing there with Jason Thompson, and you could pick one greyhound to represent those slots, who would you choose right now?
Well, the GBTOA are obviously running runoff, so yeah. I guess in terms of the JRNSW slot, if they were hand-picking it at the moment, I know he went badly in the Top Gun, but I would just probably give a slight nod to WOW, just given he's already a Group 1 winner there at the Meadows, and that track and distance form so relevant. And the point that you guys were sort of making then about the field, I think the makeup of the field, given that we're going to have a West Australian rep, two New South Wales reps, it might not be as busy a speed map as what dogs like Koblenz and mm-hmm. Aston Rupee are used to running into. So, I'd be very surprised if they don't go down that Koblenz path, SEN, if what you're saying, Gareth, is true, that they are a long way down the path. There's been no reason to jump off him, given what we've seen from him lately.
I'll go across the team here. I'll start with you, Jason, then Georgie, and then Corey. In saying that, when you have a look at the speed map and you try and analyse the greyhounds that might be getting here, isn't Aston Rupee just a dead set moral then in the Tab Phoenix? Because if it's just Koblenz, maybe you'll have an either like a Typhoon Semi or a, of course, Rebellious. But if that's the case with the speed map, Jason, he's going to be nice and close to them without too much interference, you would imagine. And he's just too good for Koblenz. If that's the
case. It's an assumption that's probably too hard to make pre-box draw with him.
Yep.
Because like we've seen, he begins well from low draws, but from wide draws. I mean, let's not forget, he couldn't get off the pink in an Adelaide Cup that was pretty much full of grade 5 and 6 dogs. You know, that's no knock on Aston Rupee, but he's going to have a similar setup if he draws the pink in a Phoenix final at the Meadows. And we know, George, how hard it is to get over there at the Meadows from the pink.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. Box draw is everything here, Gareth, as well. I mean, if he draws 6, 7, or 8, it really opens it up. If he draws 1 or 2, he's going to be long odds on. You're right. Because even if he sits behind Koblenz, you would suggest with his run-homes that he's going to run him down. Rebellious is the fly in the ointment too. You know, if he comes out, this is why tomorrow night's so big. Because if Typhoon Sammy and Rebellious come out and run 4.99, you know, 18.40s, 50s down the back, I mean... Yep. All of a sudden, they're the type of dogs that can beat him. Otherwise, look, it'd be interesting to hear what Jason says about Bandit Ned. I mean, he just didn't go well at the Meadows. If Bandit Ned is 2 or 3 lengths behind Aston Rupee, how the hell is he going to beat him in a Phoenix? And the same with WOW. Yeah, that's...
Look, with Bandit Ned, I mean, in the Top Gun, he does want to use a bit of the track, Bandit Ned, and that's going to be his issue. But railers out that there with Jungle Juice, and once he bumped into him at that level, you know what it's like, George. Once you lose momentum 2-3 strides into the race, you're cactus, and he was never getting over after that. But I know he's gone home and he's trialling all sorts of records at home. So I know they're looking forward to getting another crack should they get through with Bandit Ned. Just back on Koblenz, I mean, the point you make I think is highly relevant, George, because Typhoon Sammy coming out 2-3 lengths behind him last week, and you know, he still nearly got past him. If they come out on level terms, he's going to have too much mid-race pace for him, isn't he?
Oh, it isn't. And, you know, Jason sort of said that he's a Black Magic Opal type. And we know what Black Magic Opal did at his best. I mean, he was able to break dogs up. And I just think you need to get in front of Aston Rupee. It's the only way forward, especially if Aston Rupee draws well. I mean, with all due respect to the WA representatives, the Queensland representatives, are they going to have to be absolutely airborne to that first corner to have any hope, I would suggest?
Just quickly, because we are running out of time, we could chat all day, lads. Georgie and Jason Smith, you might know as well, who's the best chance of representing Queensland and WA? If you had a crystal ball right now, I don't know too much about those form lines in those respective states. Jace, who would you, I hear you talk about Queensland, yep, Greyhound Racing, who would you say that would be the best chance to, or who would you hope that gets through to represent Queensland?
They've probably got, I'd say they've got probably three key hopes at the moment, and you'll see two of them in tonight. Spotted Elk could be one of them. And Impact would be the other one. And Farmall Beach, I guess, is the dog that a lot of interstate people will know. He made the final of the Golden Easter Egg. So they'd be the top three open class dogs, I guess, in Brisbane at the moment. In terms of WA, I think Momentum's probably the most exciting dog there at the moment, although the dog that beat him the other week looks pretty smart as well. But I would have thought that Momentum would be their number one seed, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just based on the fact that his last sort of month or 2 months has been outstanding. Yeah, Spotted Elk is one that I really like. And obviously the winner of the Ipswich Cup there, Lewis Rumble, was good. He showed some good speed. But
well, he's a New South Wales dog, so he's trained here in New South Wales, Lewis Rumble, so he can't contest
the Brisbane
series.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, sorry, I thought he was going to go through to qualify. So even if they changed trainers now, they had to be domiciled for a certain period of time. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So there goes my theory on that. But again,
I think with Lewis Rumble, I think GRNSW are adding the last five dogs for the popular vote on Monday, I believe. If I'm wrong about that, you guys can correct me. But I'd be surprised if Lewis Rumble was possibly not amongst those.
I think so, yeah.
Smithy, who's your tip in the TAB Melbourne Cup?
The Melbourne Cup, I'm going to have to go Koblenz. As you know, I'm probably his biggest fan, and I just want to be out front in all these sorts of races. But as to George's point, with Bandit Ned, if he was giving Aston Rupee a start, in all fairness, I don't think there's any dog that could chase down Aston Rupee with clear air. I think he's just the fastest animal, and I feel like if he did ever go up to 600, he'd be strong over 600 too. So it's tough, and yeah, I agree with Wiz there with that Momentum is probably the one for WA that could come over and make a serious impact too.
So Momentum representing WA, it's a big prize for the WA trainers and all that. So if you get into that race, a bit like New South Wales as well and Queensland, $750,000 that you're racing for first prize, it's terrific prize money. Jace, I need your tips for the TAB Melbourne Cup and then Georgie as well before we say goodbye.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that Quara Bale is going to a paddy and she's going to take out the Melbourne Cup.
Sounds like you should have done a deal with the dailies the way you're talking today with the TAB.
Look, I love Quara. She's done so much. She's done more for my bank account this year than my employer has.
Okay. Well, that's about a $500,000 collect, Georgie, then Quara Bale's delivered the goods. Yeah,
well, I tell you what, we're talking with some heavy hitters here. Big coin there. Look, I'm really keen on Typhoon Sammy tomorrow. So I'll pop
there
stick
we
with
go.
Him.
The Lincoln, yeah. We should have a TAB match race. Lincoln v. Georgie. Can we organise that? Quara Vale v. Sammy.
You wouldn't believe this. I've had two all-in bets, and they're those two dogs.
Yeah, stiff.
I had Fernando Bluey, Jace. How am I going against Aston Rupee? But what do you do?
Yeah, I had Submission. There you go. Is it Submission? I've got to get its name right. That's its name, isn't it?
Substantial.
I need to put in a submission now to get my job back, Smithy, after that. Hey, Corey, do we welcome in Jason Lincoln for the TAB Phoenix? Do we give him has he got a marquee or anything there for him come the 18th of December?
I'm sure we can fit him in somewhere. We can find him a seat here with the rest of us. But, yeah, no, I'm sure he'll, if he wants to come down with the border restrictions being eased a little while back, I think we'll definitely find him a spot here.
The Catching Pen should do a live show there on the Monday or Tuesday night, Jason. And what I'm looking forward to is to make sure you take the cameras into that decision with Jason Thompson when they're trying to pick Rebellious or Typhoon Semi for that spot for the TAB Phoenix. I'm looking forward to that debate.
Well, first of all, I am absolutely going to push for the Penn to go down there. I just want to be based down there for the week and go out on the town with you, because there's nothing better than going out on the source with G. Hall.
Yeah. So you can have some fun as well.
Well, you've got to have some stamina, that's for sure. And second of all, I can guarantee you that the decision will be a simple email, and all I'll right, just say,
Well, you've got to get I reckon it'll be great content anyway for the Catching Pen. Tell Kat, your lovely producer. Good on you, Jace. Thanks for joining us, mate. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, boys.
We'll see you in Melbourne shortly. Hey, Georgie Ferugia, enjoy Tab Melbourne Cup Heats tomorrow night. And the build-up, it'll play a major part for the Phoenix as well over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Good luck, guys, and we'll speak next week.
Great content, Corey, as well, with Campbell Rewilla there with his greyhound winning at the Meadows. His first ever winner, of course, the jock from that famous racing family, producing the good. So superb stuff. Keep up that wonderful work.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it was a special moment yesterday. He was very, very happy. So it was good to see the participants get around him. And, we'll chat next week.
Good on you, Corey. Good on you, Georgie. We're only a month away now. We are only a month away from the first ever running of the Tab Phoenix. Looking forward to that with Gareth Hall. That was episode 6 of the Countdown to the Tab Phoenix. We'll catch you again next week.